Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Can I do something on the Steelers real quick while we're talking Lamar? Can we be done with Mike Tomlin?
I wanted to get there. I wanted to start with the team that won first, but let's jump into Tomlin because we talked about this preseason with him.
He hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. He's lost 6 straight playoff games. Isn't he just Pete Carroll minus gum? He's just a cheerleader.
I saw a stat. The 28 head coaches have won playoff games since Tomlin's last playoff win.
Yes. Look, I got to be honest. If I'm the Steelers, and I know they made the decision today, he's staying. I honestly think Tomlin should have walked. You know, his kids are high school, college age. You know, you kind of did it all. I don't think there's a Super Bowl on the horizon. You don't need this shit. You got more money than God. But if you're the Steelers, I'd consider a change. I would. It's just you're in the treadmill of mediocrity. It's like an NBA team who continues to finish in the 6th seed and never win a playoff series. Like, well, what's the point?
Well, Tomlin gets credit for never having a losing record, but you're right. All it's denied them is a true rebuild, and he's got, you know, Band-Aid quarterbacks. I'm not giving him a pass because it's just not acceptable to be the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers to go 8 years.
Were you old enough to buy a beer in 2016, the last time we won a playoff game?
Yes, Mike, yes.
How old were you?
2016, I would have been born in 93. Do the math. 23.
Barely. Okay. The point remains. All right. Like, bro. And by the way, did your brain freeze doing that math? I felt bad. I know you've been up since 4.
When you wake up at 4 in the morning, it took a half second longer than I wanted. No,
I will say this right now, doing a podcast with Jim at this stage of the year. This is like if you've ever played Madden and you've been spamming the turbo button. Jim is right now. Jim's character, the fatigue, needs to be turned down. This guy is. We got to get this kid to march. You are. Jim, what's 2 plus 2?
No. What really threw me off is I'm like, I definitely knew I was old enough. I remember I was going out to the bars. I was in Grand Rapids, and I'm like, why can't I give you the age right away? But I was old enough.
I'm gonna have Evan time out the pause. Oh, as no. Your brain was just grinding.
Gears turning. Can he put like a crank sound effect in there?
Moments later.
I want to put in context beyond just my age. The last time Tomlin won a playoff game, I thought this is a really good takeaway. Dan Quinn, who's now the coach of the Commanders, they won the playoff game yesterday, right? Dan Quinn timeline. He took the Falcons to a Super Bowl, was fired by the Falcons, spent 3 years as the Cowboys DC, got hired by the Commanders, and then has since won a playoff game. Like, all while Tomlin has toiled accomplishing diddly squat in Pittsburgh. Like, I don't understand why they're going to. Yeah.